wonderful and our dear one.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, July 29, 2020 at 8:33 on the clock. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor, the motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:34 on the clock for tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
I would move we go into public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn to go into public hearing at 8:34 on the clock. Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. This application is from Mosaic for a 2013 Toyota RAV4 and a 2015 Toyota Prius. It doesn't say what they're going to use them for, but oh yeah, it does. It'll be used to help transport people with intellectual disabilities. So pretty standard. Any questions on these, or does anyone want to see the exemption certificate?
I would move we go out of public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn to go out of public hearing at 8:35 on the clock. Vote. 6 in favor.
I would move to approve the tax exemption for Mosaic.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn to approve tax exemption certificates from Mosaic for the two Toyotas aforementioned. Any discussion? I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Now we're on to Patty's stuff. Approve or disapprove rejecting late filed protests. Patty, do you want to go over this for us? Is there just one?
Yeah. Basically, this came into Don's office on July 6th. So the envelope has a postmark of the 6th. So they have to be filed by June 30th. And so basically, this is to you guys. So what we usually did in the past is we have to make a recommendation from the County Board of Equalization to reject this protest.
This was one you said in the past we don't really have a choice on because of the filing deadlines?
Not that I'm aware of. That's just the deadlines, the 30th, and if they come in late, they come in late. Now, that doesn't mean that I couldn't take a look at it or see what, you know, for the following year or what kind of, you know, information they have on this, but unless there's a clerical error or something like that, or if something needed to be adjusted by acres or something, you know, we could do that as a clerical error or not, or just a map change, but it'd come through the board too.
Patty, what's the reason for the protest? I mean,
it looks like she's, is it, they vigorously object to both valuations, and both valuations are too high.
And what property is it on?
It's section 747, the southwest quarter belonging to Beverly Amel, trustee. She kind of wrote, I guess we could pass it around because that's the... It's not on an actual protest form, it doesn't look like. It's just on the notice that went out. We have quite a few of these that even come into the treasurer's office, like they pay them in protest. You know, they'll write a note that different notes on things, or they kind of let you know that they're not happy with their value. It's not really what you call an official protest, but it's just the fact that they're protesting taxes are too high, which that comes into play quite often.
What is your recommendation?
Well, it's actually the county board. It comes into you guys. I mean, my recommendation would be, because the it's past the 30th. I mean, I'm part of the county board, I guess, of equalization, so it's kind of all of us that really, I don't know that there's anything different that I'm aware of.
You're basically governed by the law, and there's one that we've had it in the past. So.
We've had them. And I, you know, I can get it from Don, and we can take a look at it and just make sure. Maybe give him a call and talk to him a little bit about everything. But, like I said, if it was, you know, if something where a map was brought in to me and something needed to be changed, that's considered just those types of things we do if we have some acres off or something. But to just say, I'm going to lower it, that's not anything we can do at this point.
It looks like low-lying, uneven ground, creek running through it, trees. Do you have all those accounted for already in waste ground,
tree ground? I mean, actually, I just knew it was late, and we'd have to take a look at it. The best thing we could do is write a letter and ask them to bring their FSA maps in to us.
Are you just encouraging people to forget about the deadlines and stuff? I mean, you address the clerical errors throughout the year.
It would be nothing different than you would do anyway. We've always had to go the same way on these, I assume.
We've done it.
You don't have any choice.
Well, then I guess we should table this until we get the appropriate information.
Well, you reject it because it's filed out of time.
And
again, I know Patty does whatever she can to encourage people to watch those deadlines and see. She's aware they need some help or something to call. She'll help them out.
Okay. Thought she had to do some more work.
Well, Mr. Juergens, review this quick, and then I would ask for a motion. I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove rejecting the late filed protest, and approval would be to reject.
I would make a motion to disapprove the late filed on this protest.
Disapprove accepting?
Yes. Second.
Okay.
Disapprove.
Just disapprove accepting the. We have a motion.
Okay, we're approving or disapproving, rejecting the.
So, would your motion?
If you vote for it, we'll reject it.
So, a motion to approve rejecting the late filed protest the way it's written.
Yeah.
So, approval means rejecting.
Okay.
That's what you're.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion by Juergens, second by Byers. Any further discussion? And that's just based on state statute when the filing deadline is. Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries with Mr. Lytle here. Anything else for equalization?
One thing I need to let you guys know is the next time. What is it? Yeah.
12th.
We need to put on.
We have it on at 11.
Okay. Because remember that second group of notices I sent out? On the 17th, they have 30 days to file, and we have six.
I think.
Boyd's looking at those right now, so there will be right after the board meeting. If we could go through those six real quick and run those protests through.
I don't know if that'll work.
We'll have a meeting at 11 o'clock for the change and no change again on protests.
So on the 12th, we'll need at least 4 of us to stay at 11.
Yeah, till 11 to hear those six.
We'll probably be here anyway, so.
Those are due to flood damage?
No. They just filed protest off of those second group that I sent out. He didn't file the ones on the flood damage. It's that person, but he didn't do the flood damage.
Did we have any flood damage claims this year?
No. Another thing is they need you to be thinking about, please, is I have a workshop in August for the assessor's workshop, and we have to have the tax rates, those preliminary tax rates, set by September 1st. So the 23rd, I think, is the meeting in August.
No, 26th.
26th?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
that's our last meeting.
On Wednesday, but with... I'll have a net come down, but when it's gone, they'll know how I figured them. But, you know, like your Ag Society and your Historical Society.
I know Don's planning on having all that ready by the end of July.
We get the requests by August 1st from the townships and the fires. So she talked to me a little bit yesterday about fire stuff. And, you know, but usually I want to know if you want to keep it the same, like Ag Society, Historical Society, and then what you want on your townships and your townships and your fibers.
Yeah. So
just a heads up that right now that workshop's on, and those are hours, and I'm pretty high on hours. So.
All right. Anything else for equalization?
So, Patty, when do we have a second group of protests?
Because on June 17th, we sent the second group out, and we rolled back the...
Okay.
And I had to send them out to the County Board of Equalization with a letter. So they have 30 days to protest those from the date of that date.
Right.
So July 25th is generally the deadline for a first group. And that's unusual. We don't usually do that second group. Or that's why.
All right. With that, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:44 on the clock.